New York parents, you keep making noise, okay? Because this governor does not give a about our kids, okay? They said, listen, kids come to school, you cannot turn them away based on the immigration status. They don't speak English, you need to find somebody who can speak their language. I'm sorry, what the did you just say? Because I'll tell you right now, when my kids went to school, every time I had to register a kid, I needed a mortgage paper, I needed a tax bill, I needed utility bills, birth certificates, vaccination records, okay? My kids had to be up to date on their polio, on their MMR, on their DPT, on their parvo and rabies and like that, okay? Now you're gonna let all these kids in the school that have nothing? So I had to protect everybody else's kids. I had to follow all these rules, but now it. We're just gonna throw it out to the wayside because you have a little bit of a crisis? No. No, it doesn't work like that. You know what else doesn't work? What else doesn't work is that I have a vehicle that is licensed and registered and insured. You got all these little electric things, these scooters, these mopeds that have nothing. And they're being used all over the city because the migrants have to learn how to make money. They have to be able to deliver food. They have to be able to run errands with what money? I have no idea. However, what happens when one of these little mopeds hits my car and they don't have insurance? Who's gonna pay that? Me? Of course I am. I'm not gonna drive around in a piece of car, okay? This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. And you know where it starts? It starts at the top with Bobo, okay? You know, the non-mask wearing, I don't give a about a veteran. I'm gonna walk off the stage and I'm a complete moron. So Harris is gonna be president, that guy. That's what I'm talking about, okay? But parents, like I said, you keep going because even the most liberal parents out there that I've seen are pissed. Are pissed. We had to stay in a district that we pay taxes in, and now our schools are a nightmare. It's a show, it all goes, it doesn't matter. You know what? When your kid starts coming home with measles and polio, remember a couple years ago that was a big thing? It's coming back. It's coming back. Hochul is a moron.